I sent out a text that said, "What does it mean to attain your potential at a company called Limitless?" And the definition of potential is, in that text, capable of becoming real. Capable of becoming real. That's your potential. And then the second definition underneath is capable of development into actuality. I want you to think of that. Capable of development into actuality. You know, when you're talking about what your potential could be, that's pretty amazing. I think of that old Beatles song. Do you guys remember that old Beatles song? If you want it, here it is, come and get it. You remember that song? And I always think the lyrics to that were kind of cool, but you know, it says, but you better hurry because it may not last. And did I hear you say that there must be a catch? You know, if, and you guys can come off mute for this, but I was going to ask you, if there's a catch to networking, so to speak, if there was, what would you say to becoming successful, if there was a catch to network marketing, what would be the catch? What would be the stumbling block for most people in becoming successful?
They have to talk to people. Here.
That's right. That's right. Anybody else?
The latch that holds you down on your couch every time you get up, it catches you.
it's really.
No, go ahead. The nose. Listening to the nose. I mean, you have to just let those nose. We're going to hear more nos than we're going to hear yeses, and sometimes they hurt.
Oh, that's good too. But you know, in order to hear a no, Pam, you're absolutely right. In order to hear a no or a yes, guess what? You have to be talking. You remember a couple of weeks ago when I played that, you know, some segments from Nathan, he made the exact comment, and this was his comment. He said, when your mouth is open, your business is open. And when your mouth is closed, your business is also closed. Simple, simple, simple. When your mouth's open, your business is open. You never know, even if you're in a conversation with somebody about something else, when that opportunity to bring up something just comes naturally into a conversation. I wish you could see my notes here because, you know, I have my notes in my notepad, as I was just telling Cindy on training, that, you know, I have work. The catch is you have to work at opening your mouth. You have to work at talking to people, and I have work in all capital letters going across, major league capitalized here. And, you know, we've all heard the term that's why it's called network marketing and not net play marketing. We've heard that. But it's an easy thing to say. It's a hard thing to do. And, you know, I was thinking about it. I understand now why we got disclaimers in network marketing when we're discussing income potential. Because people can say anything they want out there, but what's the reality? As I watched, Nathan, as I listened to Nathan talk about it, and he makes a comment, if you have $200,000 in volume in your business, how much would you be able to earn? And it hit me, the reality. He goes, 5%. And I go, no, not with us. With us, it's over 10%. And I want you to know that, you know, being average is not the same as your potential, because average isn't your potential. We talk about this all the time on our morning calls. On a scale of 1 to 10, we say, what's average? And we always say, well, a 5's average, but we talk about how none of us feel that that's the answer we give. If somebody said on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate yourself? I don't think there's anybody on the phone that would say, oh, I'm a 5. In school, what grade is average? A C. And, you know, you start thinking about it, and I was thinking about it, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't count school because I always felt like I was an average student. I was a class clown. I was a funny student. And things that interested me, I excelled in. But overall, it was hard to keep my focus. Little ADD in there for me, maybe. I don't know. But if I got a bad grade, could I fix that through simply putting forth more effort and just focusing and clamping down? Could I also do the same thing to get a better check? And of course you could. And can you fix your effort in network marketing if you're not performing? Probably one of the biggest problems we have in networking, guys, when I talk about potential, is we can talk about it all day long, but the actual physical process of picking up the phone and calling people is totally different, or texting or messaging or whatever. You know, my first semester when I came to university, I'm embarrassed to admit this. I totally understand it, and I'm totally embarrassed by it. But I landed on academic probation my first semester when I came to university. And, you know, and what I didn't know is that when that happened at university, they sent a letter to your parents saying your son or daughter is on academic probation. They got to pull their grades up or we may kick them out, you know, basically. But I didn't know they sent a letter to my parents. And so my parents, man, my dad in particular, and I paid my own way through school. He didn't give me money to go to school. I paid my own way. So, you know, it wasn't like he had a right to say, hey, what are you doing wasting time at school? But I felt, you know, the Amish have a thing that when you're young, they go through a thing called Yom Springa, where, you know, when they're 16 and they're young, 16 in that age area, they can go away to kind of experience life because they're in a very cultured environment. And I felt like that was me. I went down to university. I was thousands of miles away from home. I could date, I could play chess all day, and you know, I just came down and had fun, and I paid the price for it. Now, did I stay on probation? Absolutely not. I got off probation immediately after having a conversation with my dad, but it was that experience of, you know, going away for the first time. You can always work harder to fix any situation. I don't really know any problem that if you work at it, you can't get there. Even if you have to consult other people to help you, if you just work harder at it, you can do it. So how blessed are we to live here? I mean, this is where your opportunity is. As you see all the problems in the world, I mean, don't you wake up, guys, in the morning and just go, man, how thankful I am that I live here and not in Ukraine or not in Africa or somewhere where there's real world issues and world troubles. Here, we have every morning the opportunity to wake up and do something about our opportunity. So in life, I was thinking about it, what grade is average? I hear people say all the time, or he or she is a below average worker, or he or she is a below average student, like I was in my freshman semesters. But in life, I do not think we were designed as human beings to be a five. I don't think you were ever meant to be a five in life, guys. I don't think anyone on this phone thinks themselves as a five. And if you do, you need to call me because I will pump you up so you feel like you're an 11. I promise you should feel every day that you're more than a five. And that's what potential is all about, right? And yet, average is in the middle. And so if you don't want to be average in network marketing, what should you do? If you don't want to become incredibly great at it or successful, then don't worry about it. Remember, Nathan said in that piece I played a couple of weeks ago, he said, this is permanent residual income. And he goes, permanent residual income is really, really unique. And he talked about being in real estate. Now, every month he had to go out and prove himself again. Just like a car salesman, every month you have to do that. Go out and do it again and do it over and over and over. And how will the end of next year be any different than the end of this year, you know, as far as your opportunity goes? But in networking, it can be. You just got to keep talking to people. He said that. That was his quote. You just got to keep talking to people. We are paid, he said, to talk to people. We are paid, he said, to recruit. If you really wish to change your life financially, and most people do, I mean, I just want you to think about this for a sec. If you could add an extra $2,500 a month right now to your income, $5,000 a month right now to your income, $10,000 a month right now to your income on a residual basis, I want you to think, what kind of impact would that have on your life or other people's lives? Or what do you think most people would feel about that? Let alone not having, you know, just having the benefits of our health packs. I mean, oh my gosh. So I want you to think about this, and this got me thinking because of, you know, that concept of, if you did $200,000 in your group volume, how much money would you earn? So what do you got to do to make $2,500 a month with Limitless? I want you to think about that for a sec. What do you got to do to really earn $2,500 a month residual income? And
$25,000 in volume.
That's right. I was going to say, you can talk to anybody on this phone who's done $25,000 in volume, or $50,000 in volume, or $100,000 in volume, you know, that are making those kind of checks, and they will tell you that these numbers align. So if you want to make $2,500 a month, you got to do $25,000. If you want to make $5,000 a month, you got to do $50,000 in your entire group. Now, for a lot of you, you say, man, that's a lot. No, it's not. Compared to what? In the industry, that's not a lot, and it's simple math, guys. How do you accomplish the goal? So if I wanted to go make $2,500 a month, for example, as a goal, an extra $2,500 a month residual, I would think about it and break it down into what's the easiest way to do that. So I could say to myself, okay, that's 10 different legs doing $2,500 in volume, and I'm there, 10 legs, with somebody in the leg doing $2,500 in volume. Or it's 25 people in your downline who you teach to do $1,000 a month. Okay? Now, you remember, we always say the first thing you need to do is become an executive, $350 a month. Second thing, do $1,000 in volume, personal sales volume, you plus five. Third thing we teach is go find three other people who can become an executive. So now there's $1,400 in volume going on, right, in the group. And then the fourth thing is shoot for $25,000 because you get the car payment and everything else. Or I want you to think about it like this. If you found 50 people in your downline who are doing $500 a month in volume, think of it, guys. Can you find a person who does $500 a month in volume in your downline? Can you really? And can they go and find somebody? That's the key. And this is where the demonstrator, I just think, comes in so handy, where it shows if you go get two customers and you go and find seven distributors or whatever number you want. If you want to truly make $2,500 a month, all you need is $25,000. How you do it, it's not up to you to do it all. It's you and your distributors and your customers. And that's where that comes in so handy. So the potential definition, again, that I sent out, potential is capable of becoming real. And my question to you, is it real to become an executive? Is it possible to become an exec? Is it possible to do $1,000 a month? Is it possible to become an X3, find three other people who do $350 a month? Come on, is that possible? And is it possible to do $25,000 or $50,000? Or, once people have done $25,000, they understand they can do $50,000. Once they do $50,000, they understand they can do $100,000. And that's how people have done it. In our company, people on the phone have done that, just to put it in perspective. So I want you to realize that. So, you know, all those things are possible. So remember, that's why I break it down. I always tell Pam, break it into sets, you know, and break it into little quarters. And that's why you should look at your business every day, but most importantly, look at it at the end of the week. How did I do this week? How am I doing this next week? We're already at the 16th of the month, and it's a short month in February. So how are you doing? And so I just want you to know that Melinda and I don't think any of you are average. We don't think any of you are fives. There's nobody we think of as fives. And remember, the definition of limitless is to be without limit, without a limit. That's the definition of limitless, according to the dictionary. So the challenge today, time to review your goals. Hopefully you're looking at them every day. Hopefully you've taken the advice that we said you need to have them in front of you. Nathan talks about that. I talk about that. Malin talks about that. Have them in front of you. So the challenge is it's time to review your goals, and it's time to realize that you're not average. You're not a five. And it's time to realize what your true potential is, because you were designed and you were created to be limitless, guys. And you are without limits. So that's the thought for today. Hopefully you'll have a great limitless day out there.